The re-emergence of black lung disease has prompted a call for a national body to track its spread and to respond to the outbreak. The Thoracic Society of Australia says it's alarmed by the new cases of black lung in coal miners, as Nance Haxton reports.
Six Queensland mine workers are now diagnosed as having the deadly coal workers' pneumoconiosis, or black lung disease. President of the Thoracic Society of Australia and New Zealand, Dr. Peter Gibson, says the news came as a shock to medical professionals who thought the disease was eradicated from Australian coal fields more than 60 years ago.
We've been quite alarmed by the reports that people suffering from black lung have been occurring again in Queensland. We think there needs to be a nationwide response to this issue.
So you don't think it's just limited to Queensland?
Well, we simply don't know, and we should know, because black lung is a preventable disease. It's a disease that's caused by exposure to coal mine dust. And what we're worried about is if cases are occurring again in Queensland, then what might be happening throughout the rest of Australia?
An interim report for the Queensland Government's independent review of black lung disease will be handed down today. A Senate inquiry is also investigating the reappearance of the deadly illness. But Dr. Gibson says that response is simply not comprehensive enough, and black lung should be made a notifiable disease.
We're calling for a comprehensive screening program for workers who might be at risk of exposure, and that this be performed by doctors and x-ray specialists who are not employed by the coal companies and who are specifically trained to look for these illnesses.
Dr. Deborah Yates treated coal-related lung diseases in the UK and is now a respiratory physician at St Vincent's Hospital in Sydney. She says Australia's monitoring limits for coal dust are inconsistent and must be reviewed, as they offer less protection than overseas standards.
Well, we feel that a national surveillance program is warranted with a unit in every state. And we think that workers in particular need to have regular screening, which carries on after they've stopped working for the company, because there is a long latency period with these diseases, 15 years, going all the way up to 50 years. And therefore, you cannot exclude that they will develop such a disease simply just because they've left the employment.
The mining union, the CFMEU, is in the process of verifying at least two more possible cases of black lung disease. Queensland Mining Division President Steve Smythe says the union backs the Thoracic Society's calls for a more national approach to prevent the disease spreading further.
We need to get to the bottom of how big and how bad the current issue is with this pneumoconiosis in Queensland. I believe it's only the tip of the iceberg, unfortunately.